I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. An accused white supremacist pleaded not guilty in planning to bomb a synagogue in Pueblo yesterday. 27-year-old Richard Holzer entered three not guilty pleas in U.S. District Court in Denver. Holzer is charged with a federal hate crime. He's also charged with attempted arson and using fire or an explosive device to commit a felony. Holzer was arrested November 1st after the FBI said he accepted what turned out to be phony explosives from undercover agents. A recent report graded more than 500 cities around the U.S. on how inclusive their towns are to the LGBTQ community. As Madeline Beck reports, the Mountain West was all over the map.
The Human Rights Campaign Foundation and the Equality Federation Institute published the report. It found that some Mountain West cities have become more inclusive to the LGBTQ community in the last year, and some cities in our region, including Missoula, Denver, and Reno, got the top score of 100. The scores are based on how well cities suppress discrimination against members of the LGBTQ community in things like law enforcement and employment. But many other cities here scored very poorly, with all cities in Wyoming and Utah scoring under 70. Rock Springs, Wyoming, had one of the lowest rankings nationally with a score of 0. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Denver got the top score for LGBTQ inclusivity in Colorado with 100, with Boulder and Fort Collins nearly there in the mid-90s. Littleton had the lowest score with 51. Colorado Springs had a score of 60. This is 91.5 KRCC News.